Jaylene Tweedle is running in the April 22 by-election because she wants to ensure there's a future for her kids and other people's children in Red Deer. Tweedle said she's been committed to bettering the city she has called home since 2008 for the past 16 years, and feels she could get more done with a seat on municipal council. From volunteering on parent councils for local schools and the Alberta Schools Association, and being vice chair of the foundation of Red Deer Public Schools, Tweedle said, "I just want to do the work. But I feel I could get more done if I made it official, and had a seat at the table." This isn't the first election for Tweedle, who previously ran for the NDP and for a public school board position. She said she entered this by-election race after four city residents she highly respects encouraged her to run. "I decided to enter because I truly care about this community and where we are now, and I feel I have something to bring to the table." During her years on local school parent councils, the married mom of three said she's interacted with people from all walks of life, from the affluent to students with mothers staying at the women's shelter. She's gotten to know Indigenous citizens by volunteering with the Red Deer International Powwow, and also supports Central Alberta Pride Society and Big Brothers and Big Sisters, even taking her turn in a fundraising dunk tank for the latter nonprofit. Tweedle, who does not agree with divisive party politics in municipal elections, said she has a passion for helping resolve people's issues. "It would be a privilege to get elected," she added, "and to have a bigger lobbying voice for the reinstatement of provincial funding to municipalities so property taxes could be kept in check." She believes her budgetary experience on the Alberta School Councils Association will serve her well on City Council. "In her personal life, we are a five-person family getting by on one income," said Tweedle. "Budgeting is something I am well accustomed to." While outdoor knocking, she heard many concerns, from too few backyard chicken licenses to the slow pace of getting a permanent homeless shelter built in Red Deer. Some have questioned City Council's decision to press the province to get rid of the overdose prevention site. "I don't believe that some lives are less valuable. There are 102,000 citizens in Red Deer, and I feel I should be there to serve every single one of them," she added.